go quickly through the halachas that apply from now till Rosh Chodesh Av. What applies from Rosh Chodesh Av and on, we'll do next week. So these halachas apply now. They do not have any connection to the 9 days. Okay. First thing that is asur is getting married. So from now until after Tisha B'Av, you can't get married, but you can get engaged. You can even make an engagement party, go to an engagement party. We'll see, you can't have music or dancing, but the party and a suda you could have. You could have a birthday party with a suda or any other similar kind of party till the 9 days is no problem. Dancing and listening to music is asur. Listening to singing, we hold is okay. And listening to tapes that is totally singing with no musical instruments till the 9 days is okay. Next week when we speak about the 9 days, we'll speak about if that's okay during the 9 days or not. But until the 9 days, it's okay to listen to a cappella music. Also, music that's incidental. You're in the supermarket and they're playing music in the background. Or children's tapes that have music in the background, all are okay. Also, if you need to listen to music that is not dance music, to soothe your nerves, to exercise by or whatever, that's also okay. If you have to exercise with dance music, which is probably the case, ask a shayla. Okay. Somebody who plays a musical instrument for parnasa can practice during this time. Somebody who just plays for enjoyment can't practice during this time. The next thing is shechianu. You can't make a shechianu, shouldn't make a shechianu during this time. Therefore, you shouldn't buy anything that necessitates a shechianu, new clothing that necessitates a shechianu. But we probably only make a shechianu on a very, very expensive Shabbos dress or Shabbos suit. Otherwise, shirts, pants, regular dresses, surely underwear and things like that, you don't have to make a shechianu on. Therefore, you're allowed to buy them and wear them till Rosh Chodesh Av. What the halacha is after Rosh Chodesh Av, we'll see. Same thing goes with any expensive things. Usually, we don't make a shechianu unless it's something very expensive and something you don't usually buy. And you should know the halacha is that if you buy something and it needs altering, or it needs to be prepared, you can't use it, then you don't make a shechianu until you can use it or until you can wear it. So you would be allowed to buy something like that, since anyway you don't make a shechianu. And also things that you enjoy together with other people. For instance, you want to buy a car now, right, till the 9 days. You don't make a shechianu on buying a car if you let the other members of your family use the car, or even if they don't drive the car, but they enjoy being in the car. So anything that you buy for your use and other people's use, you don't make a shechianu, you make a tova native, and that's not prohibited during the 3 weeks. Okay, the other halachas of when a person can have a fruit that's not available after the 9 days, or he's sick and he needs to eat a new fruit, all these things are not. I've never had anybody ask me a shayla like that, and if it comes up, so I ask a shayla. Okay, next thing that's prohibited, haircuts, shaving, applies equally to men and to women. Can't take a haircut. Can't cut any hair on your body. The exceptions are for women are allowed to trim hair that sticks out of their tichel or shekel. A man can trim his mustache if it's so bad that it affects how he eats. It interferes with his eating, which is probably not the case in 3 weeks. Mustache not going to grow to interfere with your eating. What else? A woman who is married or a woman who is going out. Love doctor that she has a date now, but she's of the age where she can start going out, can shave her legs if they appear to be unsightly, and she can pluck her eyebrows. In fact, any woman can pluck her eyebrows. That's not called taking a haircut or shaving. And other facial hair, if it makes you unsightly, is also mutter for a woman who is married or of a shidduch age. Children, you shouldn't give children haircuts. If you have to give a child a haircut, either because they have lice or they have long hair that's bothering them, could be there's a difference how old the child is. Surely before the 9 days is more lenient than after the 9 days, ask a shayla. Somebody who finishes his avelis of shloshim during the 3 weeks can take a haircut during the 3 weeks. Nail cutting is mutter, for sure till the 9 days. It's for sure mutter for any purpose. Person should not hit his children during the 3 weeks unless it's absolutely necessary. And then you see from here that you should hit your children other times during the year. Right? There's no such thing that a person shouldn't hit his children. Right? People, Shlomo HaMelech said that somebody who spares the rod destroys the child. So people who think that you never hit a child, there are ways of hitting a child, ways not of hitting a child, that it's not getting off the field. It doesn't do it for 3 weeks. But just the fact that the halacha is that there's an inyan not to do it during 3 weeks seems to imply that not during 3 weeks, it's not a terrible thing when a child needs to be hit. There's a way to hit a child. That's not the purpose of the shir. We'll sometimes have a chinuch shir, and we'll speak how that's possible. Okay. In any case, and also people should avoid doing things that are dangerous during the, that are not, you should avoid doing things that are dangerous that you don't have to do all the time. But things that are minimally dangerous you shouldn't do during 3 weeks, unless there's a good reason why you have to do them. Swimming is mutter during the 3 weeks, till the 9 days. Even if you didn't swim ever in your life before, you can go swimming during the 3 weeks. The idea that if you didn't swim before the 3 weeks, you can't swim during the 3 weeks, there's no makor for such a thing. So you can go to the beach till the 9 days for sure. However, like we said, you should avoid swimming in places that are even minimally dangerous. Okay, those are the halachas of the 3 weeks. Anybody have any questions? Now we'll get on to the main part of the shir. Yeah. Somebody's taking piano lessons because they need it for parnasa. Then they should not take it during the... It depends what kind of piano lessons. If it's just notes, that is not songs at all, just practicing notes, that's okay. If it's practicing songs, then they should wait till after the 90s. Yeah. Where are you going? I mean, going on a boat trip to go in a circle, or are you going somewhere? What? I said, you're not going anywhere, you're just going on a boat trip. Right? Not, you're not going to Europe by boat. Right? You're going around in circles and coming back where you came from. Right? So that's, till the, is that dangerous? Probably not. And till the 9 days, for sure you can do that. You can go on Tiulim, till the 9 days, no restriction, basically. On the Madrega we're on, you can go on Tiulim, keep yourself busy during the 3 weeks, and keep your children busy also.